Oh my goodness, there's been definitely a couple of times in life where I could have truly used a therapist. And thank God I did. Finding a therapist is hard enough, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurance at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket or just paying an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health. So why wouldn't you do the same for your mental health? No wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find mental health providers who are accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout the process, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit rula.com/sk to get started. That's rula.com/sk.
Escape.
You deserve mental health that works for you, not against your budget.
We're live. Five, four, three, two, whatever y'all want me to hear this thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers. Made it on your magic. Welcome to the podcast. Angel, church announcer, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Listen, I got Philadelphia tonight and Washington, D.C. tomorrow. So listen, if you're on the East Coast, come out and see us for our last shows. Is this going to cause an argument? Two tour. Yay, link in bio.
Support Black women, Black men. Pull up on Angel if you are close. If you're within a drive or a train ride, forget your job. Pull up on Angel. All right. Let's jump right in. We got a lot of things to talk about today, but this. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Yes,
Angel. No. Why are you so moisturized on your face and your hair?
I just got out the shower and put lotion on my face to add my whole body, like I always do every single day.
Oh, Juneteenth was good to you.
Juneteenth was good. I was moisturization. Which reminds me of my church announcement. Please tap into safe space. Still streaming on Tubi. If you're in the UK, it's pronounced Tubi, but in America, Tubi. It's pronounced Tubi. So tap into that. We're jumping right in. We've got a lot to cover. Terry Crews went viral last week for how much porn he was watching. Let's take a listen.
Set. I'm usually on location. I got a day off from the set. I'm usually on location and I could watch porn from probably 10 o'clock after my workout, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night.
10 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night.
It wouldn't stop. And I couldn't stop. It was what you would call a splurge. Like it just couldn't stop. I couldn't. When day turns into night and you're still watching, I knew I had a problem.
All right. That chick Angel. As a Black woman, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's a lot of porn. Like, is it like the premium porn? Like, was it paid porn or like free porn? These are the things that go through my head, as well as when did you eat? And can people eat while watching porn that often? That feels like a weird mixture to sit and watch porn. And then eventually, are you even aroused by it? Because that would be a very long erection. That would be like a blue chew erection.
And I never even thought about that.
These are the things that run through my mind versus it just being, you know, an addiction. I think of the logistics of watching porn that long. It just seems like a lot, and I feel for him, you know. Obviously, it was an addiction, but logistically, you ain't getting up to have no food. Are you watching it while you pooping? Like, and think, and eventually, oh, go ahead, Kevin. Yeah, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, but I said eventually, are you now just dissecting the porn? Like,
literally what I was going to say. You're probably watching like the movie and like character work.
The character arcs.
Character arcs, the pre-scenes, like you might be commenting. That's that you can't be like at this point, obviously you're not talking about choking the chicken for 10 hours. Like that's
no,
too
much. There's no way.
You really just watching it like
that, some people that anime. Sure.
That yes, which I'm almost done with the whole I'm almost at 900 episodes of One Piece. I'm catching up this year. I got 300 more episodes and I'll be caught up.
You sound like Terry Crews.
I know that ain't no girl DJing.
No.
Ain't no girl DJing that long because her clip will get up and walk away. It will put on its coat and be like, okay, bitch, you think you just gonna rub me raw. you gonna play with your butthole because you ain't playing with me no more.
Also, what finger foods are appropriate for this long? Because you need a snack.
I don't think you do finger foods. Like, because your hands sometimes, like, you're going to have to eat with a fork. Mm. Maybe soup. I don't know.
You cannot have soup in porn. Soup. Protein. You can't be like, whew.
This pozole goes crazy.
You can't. You can't go from open holes to loaded baked potato soup. You cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be soup. It takes too much energy.
You think so?
Yes. You got to focus for soup. You talk about soup. Soup is hearty and hot. You probably already sweating and all that stuff. You got to go.
No.
Maybe Chipotle bowl. You know, maybe Chipotle. I don't know.
Chipotle bowl? That feels like a lot. And you have to have somebody deliver it. So you pause the porn.
Okay, I got it. I got it, Angel and Joshy.
What's the snack?
Uncrustables.
But then you're touching that with your bare hands.
No, no. When you go soccer tournament and you can't wash your hands, Uncrustables are good because you can open them. You can go, you know, bite sandwich, move it while holding the plastic.
Hold on, what did you dip in? Yeah, do you have
no,
a dip
no, no.
in?
I opened it. That was the grab. You don't have to grab. You open the thing. You go bite, pull out the Uncrustable. You hold it on the outside with the plastic. And then you can just, you know, move it. As you bite, you pull out more. And you never actually have to touch the Uncrustable. Therefore, whether your hands are in a weird situation or not, you have access to the food without touching it directly. That's why Uncrustables are a great soccer snack.
I'm going to go with protein shake. I feel like if the ladies are having the protein shakes on the screen, you might as well join them. But instead of it coming out of a body, you get it out of a bottle. You just shake it up, pop the top, chug it.
It's good.
And you keep moving. It's a quick fix. I feel like an Uncrustable open up the, you know what I'm saying?
And those shakes, you have at least 20, 30 grams of protein. That's going to keep you full for longer. You might only need you might only need like two shakes of coverage during the session.
Yeah.
Two shakes of coverage?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think.
I feel like I underestimated. I feel like you can be addicted to anything. I was driving the other day, and I heard a radio call about a class action lawsuit for parents who are trying to help their kids who are addicted to social media sites. It was like, hey, if your kid's addicted to Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Call this number. We're doing a class action lawsuit to them. But if you do, there's nothing that I could do for 10 or 12 hours. I mean, I guess I do use my phone, but I don't think I ever use it for 10 or 12 hours straight. And also my job is on my phone. So I feel like I for sure use it a lot and maybe a lot more than most people. But I don't know if I'm addicted to it.
So if there was
how do you define it?
I think if your impulse is to go to it, like without there being any necessity, like your impulse is to do that one thing. Your mind is over there, even when you might be trying to have your mind be somewhere else. Your mind is like, you know, put me over there. And I wonder, Kev, I know because your job is on your phone, that is the reason behind you being on your phone, but I wonder what your brain would do if you could not, like, if it was like, you were like, I'm doing a fast, I'm not going on social media, if your brain would be like,
is somebody posting for me?
Yeah, your job is not the factor. It's not the factor.
Honestly, I think I get used to it easily. I think a lot of times I notice when I'm using social media, I'm scanning for things to make videos about, podcast topics. I'm not often like, let me just scan for, you know, and when I'm doing what I love, stand up on set, I'll be like, well, I ain't had my phone in a long time. This is great. Like, I think when I go for walks, I can listen to music and focus. I can watch TV. And sometimes I just be like, listen to my own heavy breath, be out of breath. I'll be just. But I think a lot of times I'm thinking about how efficient I can be with what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think I can adjust to anything quickly. I think if you take the work aspect out of it, because most of it I'm posting, like right now I'm posting two or three for Safe Space, no less than one usually, and checking those numbers and things like that. But out of my sheer entertainment, that's not how I get a lot of my entertainment. I'm usually turning what is my entertainment into work, so it's kind of blended. What's wrong, Angel?
I just realized I forgot to do something. Keep talking, though.
Oh, okay. We can move on because there's a lot to talk about today. Or is it the ad?
Are we too early y'all for it? Feel like it's
no, I think we should do it, especially if we're doing two today.
Yeah, let's do it.
I will. Joshy, will you send me the link to this podcast, this YouTube podcast?
Oh, I don't. It should be in the.
Oh, did you stop? You forgot to get it to your mom?
I don't have it.
Hold on. I'll send it to you.
I only have this, the link to the StreamYard. I don't have the link.
To this episode?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to send it to you.
Thank you. All right. There are habits and routines that we've been taught we're supposed to do, and then we find out that is not at all what we're supposed to be doing. Like putting heavy grease on my scalp. I remember growing up doing that and then realized it was causing my scalp so much irritation. I said, I was so happy to stop that. But I'm glad that we have companies like Bask and Lather that help us make sure that we are doing what's right with our routines when it comes to our hair. Because baby, the way I feel like, especially as Black women throughout history, we have had to go through it when it comes to our hair and just trying to figure out what is honestly best for our specific hair, because no one head is like the other. Okay. Anyways, what I love, one of the products that I love about Love and Bask and Lather, one is their Grow and Grow liquid vitamins. One, I love the thought of liquid vitamins. Two, I love the fact that it's a holistic approach to growing your hair. And even though I don't want to put no thick old grease on my head, I do also love their balm. It's a stimulating scalp and hair balm that they have. They just have so many amazing products, because one of my concerns when it comes to my hair is my scalp. My scalp is always, it likes to act up. And then y'all know I got that little alopecia. So I'm very, very, concerned about what I put on my head. And I love the fact that Bask and Lather is an amazing, amazing company. So again, I'll talk about their stimulated scalp and hair balm. It nourishes and hydrates from the inside out with 100% natural ingredients. It's a nourishing hair balm for curly and kinky hair that helps reduce breakage and adds shine when used regularly. Users have seen results in about 3 months. It's made with ingredients that can penetrate hair strands without clogging pores. And it's a non-greasy, you hear that, non-greasy formulation with no petroleum or lanolin. They also have a hydrating hair mist that keeps your hair type soft, shiny, and hydrated. It's great for protective styles, including locks, twists, and braids. And this company is Black-owned and family-owned, operated. It's hair care that started with family love when a dermatologist was misdiagnosed. When a dermatologist misdiagnosed the CEO, the CEO's younger sister, she said her hair may never grow back, and the family took things into their own hand. And today, her hair is down to her hips, okay? The CEO and the mother researched and formulated their own scalp and hair oil to stimulate growth and retain length. Explore viral bestsellers and products of healthier hair of all types from Basket Lather. Go to Go to BaskandLatherCo.com and use code SK for 20% off. That's 20% off at BaskandLatherCo.com. Code SK.
SK.
Y'all go ahead and try them out. Thank you, Basket Lather.
All right, let's move on. Angel, we got a lot of sports talk to talk about. Big sports news. Giannis Antetokounmpo has been traded. What do you think he's going to do in his new city?
He's going to ball. Okay, because that's what that man do. Okay? He gonna score more points than those beautiful letters in his name. I love his name. Now, why I won't attempt it, because I feel like I'm a trip all over myself. That man's name is something beautiful. And he gonna get to that city and he gonna show him. He gonna show him. He's about to play hard. Mm-hmm. Say his name again, Giannis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Say it again. Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
He about to Antetokounmpo all over that basketball stage. Because he left his last team because they traded him, and now he's at a new one.
He left his team. He left the Milwaukee Bucks. He was supposed to go to either the Celtics or the Heat. He ended up at the Heat.
I thought he was for sure going to go to the Celtics.
The Celtics never seemed to be able to finalize the deal for the big trade. They never seemed to be able to. So I wasn't really surprised they didn't do it again. And Giannis has been trying to get out of Milwaukee for years. How do you think he's going to play well, like mesh well with Bam?
Well, I think he's going to do well. Oh, sorry. Were you asking Josh?
Oh, I was going to say Jimmy's still there too, right?
No, Jimmy gone. Jimmy on the Warriors.
Oh man.
I was going to say I think he's going to do well with Bam, mainly because it's warmer in Miami. And everything is better when the weather is better.
It's true.
Because Milwaukee, and then y'all talking about taking him to Boston, to the Celtics, that's cold weather places. And to get your muscles warmed up takes a lot more. And then you irritated. Have you ever been in weather so cold that when you step outside and make your face do that?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you really want to be friendly with other people.
No, that's the Hawk.
But with this, Antetokounmpo, he's going to be warm.
And honestly, Angel, honestly, too, I think this is why your voice is needed, because that's a take that nobody's even brought up.
Because they're not thinking. They're not thinking. Just think about it. It's like, listen, where would you rather be, in a place cold or warm? If you had to go to do there's the thing instead of here's the thing, but you were off in like, I don't know, what's another cold place that in Alaska, you're not going to get along with Angela and Keith, okay? You're going to be wanting to get back to Kevin and Angel because it's warmer and you're nicer when it's warm.
My question is, my big thought, you know, a lot of the NBA, the modern NBA is you got usually like one driver slasher midi game, and then a good amount of guys who are space and pace, 3-and-D guys. You know, the Knicks, you had a lot of the offense went through Jalen Brunson, but Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, Deuce McBride, Landry Shamet, Alvarado, Cat, they can all defend and shoot the three ball. You got, you know, some Mitchell Robinsons who's just rebounding defense, but OKC, you got, you know, Shea, he's, you know, the focal point, but then Lou Dort, Caruso, Jay Will. Yeah, Jay Will, they can catch and shoot. Celtics, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, catch and shoot. Gabe, catch and shoot. So I'm curious, you got Giannis, who's a driver, slasher. He's not really a catch and shoot guy. Bam's kind of the closest to the old school. I can play in the post, but he also can shoot. How do you think Giannis and Bam will play together in the traditional? They're more of a traditional NBA, and you got the modern NBA.
Well, let me tell you, it's when you have a slasher, you don't get in their way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Bam is going to be in the post, right? He's going to do what he got to do, but Giannis is going to slash through. And because both of them can shoot, because that's actually, I don't know if people know this, that's an actual important skill to be in the NBA.
Shooting. Yeah.
I really think that they're going to go together well. It's going to be.
What do you think a good season is for them? And what would you, if you were constructing the rest of the roster, who would you look at in the NBA to fill out this roster?
Oh, my God. You know, what I like about the Heat is that they have a good roster. It just needed some power. It needed some okay? It needed Antetokounmpo. And I feel like if I were to pair them with anybody else, it would just be too much of a shakeup. You know what I'm saying? Because they have a rhythm already going, right? They just didn't have enough of that to really pull it off this past season. But right. What I will say is that what I think would be a good season for them is if they really focus on winning. You know, winning as many games as possible, especially that last one. Because that's the champion wins the last game.
It's the one that matters.
So if they could just focus on that.
Of all the time I listen to sports, I've never heard somebody said the champions win the last game.
Because they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's usually not a game after that. Unless we do it. So if you win that last one,
then you won usually.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this, Angel. Have you been watching the World Cup?
Sure. There's been people playing all across the United States, okay? I'm talking about from different countries. And when I tell you they is running up and down that damn field, I mean, who got endurance more than these dang World Cup players? Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
And they got all the countries. They got all the countries. And everybody's very black. All the countries.
That's one thing that is so interesting is you see colonization play in, because that French team is niggas from front to back. You hear me? Mm-hmm. French speaking niggas from all over the world. That colonization, boy, they got them niggas from Algeria to declaring for France, all kind of French people. It's so interesting to me how these teams are constructed and who is what. Messi, as you know, Angel is
he's one of the greats.
He's one of the greats. He's in the lead for the Golden Boot. Are you surprised?
No, because Messi been out here, booted up, suited up. Might as well put him in gold. And I mean, I don't even know who I would put ahead of him in a boot.
You don't know.
I mean, honestly, Angel, I wouldn't. Whatever, Angel, whatever name you're thinking of, I wouldn't.
I'm not even thinking of a name because there's no point. It's Messi. Messi is in the golden boot. He's got the golden ticket. Willy Wonka, Chocolate Factory, Messi. That's who we talking about.
My God. He's got
breaking records.
Goals. Mbappe right behind him. Haaland, I think, is right behind them. Cristiano Ronaldo, Angel, another World Cup. They play today. They play at 10 o'clock. He ain't shown up. He didn't show up in the first game. I don't think he didn't even have a shot on goal. Messi was supposed to retire. They said 2 World Cups ago this was his last World Cup.
Well, because he's been here for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, Messi been in it.
He's 38 now.
To play for 20 years at this elite level in any sport is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of hard work on your body. That's a lot of wear and tear. But that's why Messi, he gonna be in that boot.
Angel, gonna be in
it
there.
Will be, and it'll be
Angel, golden. What do you think of that? What do you think about that Egypt game?
Oh my God! I said, you got to be kidding me! I said, put the pyramids on the field because this is the next great wonder of the world is what I'm watching right now.
Put the pyramids on the
field. Yeah. Put it on there. Put it on the grass.
One Listen, for each goal. 1, 2, 3. Come on.
The United States is already through to the next round. They got one more game against Turkey.
Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be the dark horses. They are not. The United States, I think, is expected at least to go to the
the next round. Yeah, especially if they keep on winning.
They got a great draw. They avoided the likes of France, Spain, Netherlands, you know, Argentina. They got a down year from Turkey. Australia's never really a super competitive in the World Cup. And Paraguay wasn't their best Paraguay team. But also, the United States had to win them games, you know? And with Pulisic hurt, at the end of the day, you got to win. If you want to win the World Cup,
you got to win the game.
The last game. And if you're not playing in the last game.
That's right. And
you playing on your continent. So, like, when you home, you got to play.
Yes.
Like you own it.
Because the Mexican team been playing in Mexico.
We already knew the Mexico team was going to show up and show out and kick that ball.
And kick that ball.
Didn't have no doubt.
Angel needs some World Cup merch that says kick that ball.
Kick that ball. Because you can't win a soccer game if you don't kick that ball. You got to kick that ball if you want to win.
100%.
The first thing a coach tells you in soccer is, "Hey, kick that ball."
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to do.
And we have Diamond's little brother. He scored a goal in the last USA match. Fun fact, Angel, you know Diamond's little brother, Daddy played in the NFL.
He played American football.
He played American
football. And his son said, "But I'm gonna play football." And that's diversification in the family.
For sure. Antonio Freeman. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. Did you watch Angel?
Oh, my God. The dragons are back.
Kevin, I cannot watch. I was at a conference with children. I saw that on the damn, what you call that thing? I saw it on our docket, and I said, I know he's lost his damn mind.
You said, what about children?
I was at a conference.
Who cares Leadership about conference, that?
And they give you no time.
It's the Battle of the Gullet, Angel. We got new dragons.
And also, I was away from my husband. And if you think that I'm going to be able to watch.
All right, we'll talk about it on the bonus.
Well, no, we're not. No, the bonus is today.
The bonus is after this.
No, we'll talk about it another time. Okay, I know you didn't watch Maternal Instinct on Netflix.
I did, even though you didn't tell me to, Raggedy. Somebody, did you tell Patreon to watch it?
I posted it in there.
Come on, man.
Well,
somebody from your Patreon that is a personal friend of mine was like, have you watched Maternal Instincts? And I was like, why am I being asked that? and then I looked at the docket last night and I said, this man didn't text us to watch this. So well, I was going to tell you about 6:30 a.m. watching it.
I was going to tell you about it. How close are we to the next ad, Joshie?
I can do it now.
Yeah. All right, let's do it and then talk about Maternal Instinct.
Listen, we're about to talk about a riveting real-life story that will have you gasping and have you wondering, are my loved ones safe? Am I safe? Well, regardless of how you answer that question, you should be getting Policy Genius, okay? Because it's crazy out here in these streets. We don't know what's happening in people's lives. Listen, and you know what'll help you enjoy summer better is if you have your life insurance policy in place and get that stress off of your plate, okay? Policy Genius makes getting life insurance not feel like a chore. It literally feels like you won. It'll be your summer win, right? And it makes getting and finding the best life insurance for your family so much easier so that you can enjoy a carefree summer. All right, so what I love is that when I decided, let me get life insurance, that Policy Genius was right there for me. And I literally heard about Policy Genius through our podcast from doing an ad for our podcast. Well, listen, it allowed me to be able to lock in my life insurance so you can lock in yours today. They offer, it's an online, excuse me, insurance marketplace that allows you to compare quotes from some of America's top insurers side by side for free. Their licensed team helps you get what you need fast so that you can get on with your life and easily find what you need. Coverage amounts, prices, terms, no guesswork, just clarity. Policy Genius helps you find your most affordable policy that meets your needs. They answer questions, handle paperwork, and advocate for you through the process. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who found the best policy fit for their needs. With Policy Genius, you can see if you can find 20-year life insurance policies. With Policy Genius, you can see if you can find 20-year life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Head to policygenius.com to compare life insurance quotes from top companies and see how much you can save. That's policygenius.com. Well, listen here. It is time to change how we get dressed because summer is here. All right. You want to feel lighter. You want stuff that's breathable. Okay. You want to be able to put things together and not have to buy a new item every single event. You want something that allows you to just kind of mitch and match staples. That's what we call it, staples. Well, that's why I love going back to Quince. Okay. They are focused on things being high quality. Your essentials should be high quality and they should look and feel amazing. They have breathable linens, soft organic cottons. They have well-made basics without paying all that markup that you would if you were buying luxury from luxury brands, right? And it's a rare balance because everything will feel elevated, but also effortless. So Quince European linen pants and shirts are perfect for warm weather to upgrade and add to your rotation starting at just $34. Their tees are soft. And they are so easy to wear. They have lightweight sweaters. So if you have a cool summer night, you can just pop that on. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than brands that are similar to them. They work directly with ethical factories. The middleman, they cut them right on out. So you're paying for quality and not brand markup. Quince goes beyond clothing. They also upholster sofas, custom, okay, ceramic cookware, premium bidding. It's kind of brand you end up recommending to everyone for everything. Quince definitely makes getting dressed for the summer so easy. And you just feel so elevated without feeling like you're doing too much. Especially their tees. They feel so great. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/SK.
SK.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/SK.
SK.
For free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/SK.
SK. All right, Angel, Joshie, I apologize for not putting this in the docket, but as you have seen it, Angel, and you are the only Maternal Instinct haver on this podcast, please explain it to the people who have not listened so we can talk about it, and then I will interrupt you. Spoiler alert if you guys want to watch it, but if you don't, take it away.
All right. So Maternal Instinct is about crazy white people. Specifically, this one crazy white woman. I'm just going to say her name is Pam because I can't remember the names. Pam was someone that lied on a regular basis in life. The truth was not a friend to her. The truth was a truth was a stranger in her life, okay? She was a white lady that had two children. And what she liked to do is pretty much lie about everything. She lied at her old job, saying that she had had a miscarriage because one of her coworkers had had a miscarriage. So they kind of bonded in that way. She would tell the guys that she was dating that, well, first of all, she would catfish guys on dating websites and ask her friends to send, to give her pictures of their bodies from the neck down, right? But she did find one dude. I'm going to call him Chad because I can't remember his name, but Chase. I'm close. Wade. She found this one dude, Wade, country dude. He loved to live. I'm sure she found him at, what is it, farmersmeat.com?
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only.
No, is it Farmers Meat or Farmers Meat? Farmers Only or Farmers Meat?
Maybe it's Farmers Only. She met him on one of them country sites, had to have. And she told him, hey, I'm going to be a millionaire. My grandmother left me a whole bunch of money. My mother is a fucking bitch and she's trying to keep me from the money. But I'm going to have so much money. Oh, they kicked my mother out of the will. I'm going to have the money. I'm buying everybody cars, trucks, and we're going to buy a farm. Okay, a huge multi-million dollar farm. Just like that crazy white woman we watched. What was that show? With the girl who talks like this, kind of, it was pissing me off. The white girl.
Real show or documentary?
It was a scripted show. The white girl who was scamming all them people, and the journalist was like, I've got to go to her court case. Anna? Was her name Anna?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think so. I can't remember the name of the show. Yes.
It's on some shit like that.
Yeah.
Where white people see the devil looking at them in the face and they're like, oh, but really? Are you sure? So to speed this up, she was buying cars that hadn't been paid for, that were getting repossessed. Thank you, Invented Anna. Well, this was Inventing Pam. She was, but worse, she was buying cars that were getting repossessed. She was sending false documentation to the bank to try to get these loans, saying, oh, my uncle Chuck is going to wire $300,000 so we can put down a down payment. Her and this man hadn't even been together long. And he was like, I mean, I wasn't in love with her, but she cooked. She dealt with the cows and whatnot.
He talked about that girl like she was a pickup truck that was just, I mean, well, she's got the cab in the back and I got to haul loads. So it drives like a useful tool.
Yeah. Okay. So Pam, again, y'all, that's not her real name, but I don't have time to remember what her real name was.
Her name is Taylor for those watching.
So Pam, she was like, I want to be pregnant. Now, here's the problem. Pam then took out that whole uterus after she had those first two babies.
Big hister.
So she can't house a child, okay? Airbnb closed, okay? So somebody she befriended when she was a photographer for weddings, she like befriended her at this woman's wedding, was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so she announced that she was pregnant at the same time.
She just wasn't going to be left out of no pregnancy. She'll figure out how to be pregnant later, but it was just too exciting to be pregnant. And I can't say it.
She was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be pregnant. Now, people in Wade's life, her husband, were like, some ain't right. Like, they looking at pictures. They were like, she had a flat stomach here and now she got a stomach here. Like, what's going on? His mama, everybody looking like, this don't feel right. Mm-hmm. But then they're also like, but her biological mom came to the gender reveal. So she wouldn't she wouldn't do all this. The and gender reveal. Y'all
who didn't watch it, they pulled some her two kids and a goat out for the gender reveal
with a pink bow on.
Y'all in SEC country, if you think we got the double wide and we got the goat plus the kids.
Oh, it was hilarious. I was like, is this the reveal? She had a goat? Anyway, she makes it all the way to 40 weeks. She somehow never allows her husband to go to any of the doctor's appointments. She called in a bomb threat to the hospital the morning she's supposed to have the baby. She sends her husband off to go buy some pigs or some goats or some shit, some farm animals.
Hogs. Feral hogs, Angel.
Hogs.
Feral hog. He was in the feral hog business.
And let me say this real quick.
Also,
and
then I'm Angel, I thought feral hogs was like,
that's what tame. I thought too.
We're feral.
We
feral, but that's kind of an antiquated term. We were respectable feral hogs. You understand?
Yeah.
We wear glasses. We were
wolves. Yeah. And let me say this. I forgot to say this at the beginning. At the documentary starts with her driving to the hospital saying, I just gave birth, and she has the baby in her lap, the placenta. And she's like, the baby's not breathing. I need you to help me get to the hospital. That's how it starts.
Nah, Angel, you ain't tell the whole story. One of the top 10 opening greatest documentary opening scenes. I had a baby, bloody baby, go to the hospital. People are like, you ain't had no baby. See if she got a baby. White man come out. Yeah, she ain't had no baby. I don't know what she talking about. Doctor like,
he said it's clear. She didn't have a baby.
I said, hold on. You was carrying a loose baby?
With a placenta.
With the placenta, and the doctor came out, gloves out, like, you didn't have no baby. Somebody had a baby. It wasn't this woman.
Where did she?
Oh, here, I'm about to show. I'm about to tell you.
Went in out of the order. Tell him, Angel.
I went in chronological order and not order of the documentary, because the documentary starts at that hook of she's got a baby. She had a baby, but the doctor said this woman ain't had no baby. She went to the house of the lady who was pregnant and cut that baby out of that woman, killed the woman and the baby who was only 36 months in term, also died. And she took that baby from that woman, put it in her lap, and drove to the hospital because she wanted to prove Wade's family wrong. Because she kept saying, it's my mom that's spreading all these lies. It's not me. And then still, after she was arrested, because it's clear. Well, first of all, it's super sad because the girl who was pregnant, her mother found her body. And that floor was covered in blood. Not only that, that woman's other daughter was at the house. And this is a little girl. So she's hiding in a bedroom under sheets because
she did her own C-section.
She did the other lady's C-section.
She died like the queen did in House of Dragons.
I think the queen in House of Dragons had a better cesarean than this woman.
God. This girl and her, that poor sweet girl who passed away, her mom was just sweet as pie. And I'm like, this is a level of barbaric lies I have not seen before. And also, Josh, big HIPAA. The hospital was within. They was like, the people calling the hospital, the hospital people said HIPAA. And when I heard them on documentary, I said HIPAA. I said allegedly HIPAA.
No, that's real. That's real HIPAA. That's real HIPAA. That's so we'll shut these doors down, like, HIPAA.
They like, hey, is this lady have a hysterectomy? And they like, you know what I'm saying? HIPAA, we can't say that, but trust your gut.
That's literally, they said, trust your gut.
The lady was like, FaceTime me real quick, and I'll tell you. Did she have a hysterectomy? We can't tell you by law that she had a hysterectomy, but she was actually, we can't even tell you whether she was a patient here or not. We're just saying,
we can tell them
that. No, they get creative though on the law. They say, we don't know that person, but a hysterectomy was had here today.
Hysterectomy is hysterectomy. Who's
as
had
long
them?
As you don't put the thing with the name, it could be anybody,
right?
But the hospital, let me tell you, the hospital put the nursery on alert when they found out that she was claiming to be pregnant. Now they know she not, right? They're like, secure the nursery because she gonna come up here and try to steal a baby.
And they did it. They need to put a all points bulletin out on anybody with the baby, because they could have never imagined that you was gonna go and cut a baby out of a lady at home. And then Josh was really straight dead to the face talking about the dude. The police like, what are you? This ain't your baby. She was like, yes, it is. She's trying to buy land. She's trying to buy land. And she's like, call my bank. She's the bank. She's like, Shelly gonna answer the phone. She like, this is Shelly here. Yes, she has money. And you can't ask about it. That's not how this works. I used to sell homes. You got to do a verification of funds. You got to do a verification, especially if it's a gift or a large gift. You got to get on the phone and talk to them people. And you can't write no letter talking about, yes, this is her money, but don't ask me about it. I have to. What you talking about? Don't ask me about it. It was insane. Go ahead, Angel. Talk about it.
Sorry. Not only that. So she's pulled to be interviewed right after it happens, because they're like, bitch, we know what it is. This is all connected to you. Months later, when she's on, I guess, on trial, maybe it's not even months later, she's like, she begged me to cut the baby out of her. She said, cut the baby out. They said, you're trying to convince us that this woman asked you to cut this baby. She was like, yes. She was literally screaming at me.
She said, it hurt. The baby is hurting me. Cut it out. It was so crazy, because the police were just like, man, she did not say that. She did not say that.
The way I wanted them to take the butt of their gun and beat her in the face. I was so tired of them allowing her to talk and lie after she did that to that baby and that mother. I said, if y'all don't make her bloody, if y'all don't bust her and then add her mother to it, because the mama knew she was lying this entire time. But her whole thing was, I'm afraid she's going to take away my grandkids. So she did legitimately have two kids, and the mother is the one who had the grandkids. But she waited for that family to call her. She was like, I've been waiting on this call. I didn't want to say anything because she was going to take away the grandkids. So instead of you having a spine, you waited until a woman was gutted open.
Literally.
And murdered in front of her child and killing her, not even newborn. I said, pistol whip all these motherfuckers.
Do some police brutality. Y'all always find a way to do police brutality when it don't matter. Brutalize! Brutalize! Time out. I got to take this real quick. Hold tight.
Let me tell you, the way my mouth dropped open, there was nothing in me that made me think that the story was going to end with her cutting. And it wasn't like she had, like, knew what she was doing. It said, I think, that she stabbed her in her stomach, like, to get her out about 19 times.
So this, like, was just specifically following the death and baby discovery.
And the preceding lies, where she bought her mama a car. We didn't talk about this part, Angel. Bought her mama a brand new car with the money she was going to get. When I tell you, them people picked that car up for repossession 3 days later, I said, girl, you don't even got to make your first car payment usually for 45 days.
Oh, she stole that car.
She said, oh, yeah, man, they had a recall.
Recall.
So mom was like, but when I'm going to get the car back?
It was her mother-in-law. It was her
mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. She was she buying Wade $100,000 truck. What I don't remember what that little thing that was driving around was called. Something kind of like a, I don't know. You see them on farms or people who have a lot of land. It's kind of like a golf car, a side by side. Thank you, Chelsea. I don't know exactly what that is, but she put 100 bands down on a pickup truck, a side by side. She was talking about, we're going to buy this $3 million farm. And the real estate agent was like, look, man, around these parts, everybody who got money don't look like they got money. So the way she was looking, I was like, you don't look like you got no bread. But sometimes people look like you actually do have bread. I don't know about Wade as far as mental faculties all being there, because his emotions didn't change really at all through that much through the duration. So I don't know if he was like, hey man, fully with us clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Cause when they said, sir, your girlfriend is being charged for the murder of such and such and the murder of her baby because she went to her house and cut the baby from her stomach, killing them both. He said, say what now?
I would be like, what are you talking about?
I would be like, what are you even saying to me? My fiance cut a baby out of somebody's stomach? These words don't even make sense to me.
I would have been like, so did y'all kill her? Right. Please say y'all did. Please say she's not still here.
Right.
Please say she's gone on. Please, don't tell me I have to go talk to her. I don't want to.
Also, listen, as black man, black woman, brown man, you be knowing the stuff white people get away with. You should have never had no car. Everybody should have been like, girl, no. We can't even walk out with the car. The fact that she got the car at all, the fact that the real estate people even entertained her for more than a conversation, that whiteness and that audacity, we got to at least check it out. This girl was bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. She whole town know you a liar. Ain't nobody people in this town but me and you and Angel and Josh. And we all, whole town knew she had a hister. Why are y'all touching her stomach? You know she had a hysterectomy and you were still touching her stomach going on with this lie for 9-10 months. I'd have been like, girl, I'm going to pop that stomach and I know there ain't no baby in there. Take it off. Whatever you got in there.
That's what I was like. If I was one of her friends that knew the way I would play whack-a-mole with that damn stomach of hers, oh, they would have been like, she's abusive. Yeah, I'm about to, I want to beat her so bad that y'all like, we got to take you to the hospital.
Yes, she's, and check on the baby. Ain't no baby. She got fake pregnancy tests, fake baby belly stuff. She created her own ultrasounds, buying all, Googling. They talking about, cut to the documentary talking about, she Googled this stuff like where to buy fake ultrasound pick. I mean, fake sonogram stuff.
And they only like $2.99.
Who's in the fake ultrasound business, Angel?
Listen, they said we need this for the Annas of the world, for the Pams, for the Taylors. Now, this is what I also will say. Oh, I think the thought just flew out. Oh, this is why I don't like liars. Mm. You see this? At first, it just seemed like a person who's just a pathological liar. You see, it's akin to murder. It's akin to murder. Because at any point in time, this bitch could have said, I'm joking. I'm just joking. But instead of just being like, I lied about all this, she decided, I am going to kill. And everybody wants me to bring up the fact she said she was 43 weeks pregnant. Now, mind you, I could have, with Amar, I could have gone 43 weeks. So that doesn't sound as insane to me.
I was sick of you.
Yeah.
I remember towards the end, I was just like, every time I saw you, I'd be like, all right, ain't you? Okay.
They eventually just induced me. The doctor kind of begged me. He was like,
Amar was sitting in your stomach like, no, I don't feel like being born right now.
Yeah. He was like, you act like y'all doing something out there. Y'all ain't doing shit.
No.
Vote that man back in. I already know what y'all about to do.
Vote that man in. I'm finna come into COVID? No. Why? I feel like he was like, moving placenta fluid in front of the hole, like I'm not finna. I got a dresser going in here. It's ripping. Yeah. I got my nutrients going. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I was 42 weeks when I delivered Amar, and was not going into labor prior to
enough.
That.
Enough.
And he was. I think I'm supposed to go 42 and a half. That's why all my babies came out thin. They came out looking like little frail birds. My babies need to cook a little longer. I think I'm a 42 and a half weaker, for real. They did.
Angel, like, well, how do you think of this? You just called your kids a frail bird coming out the womb because they could have cooked longer?
If you see little newborn pictures, you'll be like, and I see why you said that.
A baby bird is already frail, but the visual of a frail baby bird, like
that's what they look like.
I know you got frail in your mind with baby bird, but I got to let you know this is a frail baby bird. In the world of frailness, this one is especially frail as a baby bird.
That's what I used to call that was his nickname, Little Bird, because he looked like a little bird. And I used to be like, are you gonna be special? Because I couldn't he looked so undercooked. I was like, you gonna be special, baby? What is it? Tell mama. And he just didn't cook all the way. I need that Taylor time. I need that 43 weeks. But listen, we're talking about a woman who did the ultimate scam, but have you ever fallen for a scam, Kevin or Josh? Well, we know Kev did when he bought them fake tickets. Josh, have you ever fallen for a scam? He's absolutely. He's like, I'm not immune. I think we've all, if we live long enough, we've fallen for a scam. But keeping your money safe from fraud deserves to be a priority. And Cash App treats it that way. With security like Lock, Cash App requires a successful Face ID or biometrics authentication to access your account. It's like your money is protected by your own personal bodyguard, even if your phone is lost or stolen. Plus, if you're about to send money to someone new and Cash App notices something a bit off or that you might be falling for a scam, it'll send you a warning before that money is sent to confirm that everything looks right. Turn on Security Lock in your Cash App setting today and pay attention to scam warnings to keep your money safe from fraud. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code SECURE10 in their profile and sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring today's podcast.
All right. Angel, fun fact, the place where we live, the place that you've called home, L.A., has, in a new study, found that L.A. has one of the deadest downtowns in the world. Study finds. I'm sorry, Josh. Actually, you're from Ventura County than pure L.A.
Yeah, I don't claim L.A. out here. It's a whole thing.
I'm going to tell you what. I have been screaming this from the rooftops. As far as major cities go, LA's downtown stinks.
It's the worst.
Literally stinks. It's not good, not exciting, not fun, not pretty, and pee and human feces are on the ground. I'd rather be downtown. My favorite downtown, I'm curious about yours, Angel, in all the United States. Number one, Chicago, Illinois, is where I'm from. 92nd and Vincennes. You know, I used to go to Kenwood in Hyde Park. Chicago is the best. It has great shopping, great skyline. You got a lake. You've got great food options. You got the tourist attraction if you want it. You got the Harry Potter store down there. It's very walkable. When I'm in Chicago and I stay near downtown, I walk down by the lake in the summertime. It's the greatest. Second, I enjoy New York, although I don't know
what is downtown in New York. That's what I'm sitting here thinking.
New York is so much downtown.
It's so downtown.
Downtown New York is like Lower Manhattan, though.
Is it like the financial district? Like
Wall Street area? LES, Soho, Greenwich, West Village.
All that's good to me. Los Angeles, PU. I'd rather be downtown Kansas City. Downtown El Paso. Some of them little downtowns of you know, smaller cities.
Downtown San Antonio, Kev.
Not San Antonio.
Okay, see? I knew there's a line somewhere.
San Antonio got the Riverwalk. They got the Riverwalk. They got, you can walk by the river.
Uh-huh.
I like Lexington's downtown. They've got great bars, great food. They got Rupp Arena right there.
Yes.
They got Triangle Park.
Is Bill Street considered downtown in Memphis?
I don't know. I don't know what they call it. I think Nashville got a good downtown too.
Oh my God. Big White. They got the beer.
They got the beer bikes.
The beer bikes.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Nashville's downtown's good. Memphis downtown good. Austin's got a fun downtown. Portland, Seattle. Okay, so people are saying Bill Street is downtown Memphis. I'll go to Lexington. I was just downtown shooting last week. When I opened the door, it was first of all hot. I smelled the strongest whiff of hot piss.
Yeah.
There's a huge... So prior to COVID, I guess some Chinese billionaire conglomerate was going to build this high rise, and they ran out of money during COVID, and the building has just been vacant.
Wasn't it around the time that LeBron said something about China too?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know that you're wrong, but I don't even remember the story at all. But all the graffiti artists of the world, at one time, this downtown building wasn't secure, and they had like a graffiti meeting on the message boards, and they came and all graffitied it up, and then they were like, okay, well, dang, we don't want that to happen. So they boarded it around. I just feel so vindicated that downtown LA, somebody studied it and was like, yeah, it's actually not a very cool place to hang out. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not. It has never been. When people buy, oh, not buy property, but decide to put their place of residence downtown, I'm like, you just like to be punished.
Right.
You don't want to have happiness in your life. Right. One, unfortunately, LA is the homeless capital or unhoused capital of the United States. Mm-hmm. So we have a large amount of people who do not have housing that live downtown. And on top of that, there is a very large mental health, deteriorated mental health amongst those mm-hmm. people. So you also are dealing with not just people who don't have housing, but people who really don't know how to take care of themselves because a lot of their mental health is deteriorating rapidly and they don't have anybody to help them.
Yeah.
So therefore, you end up in spaces that don't feel, that kind of look and smell terrible, okay? And then sometimes aren't safe due to some people having mental health issues. Why would I want to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'll say this. The unhoused people in New York, I feel like they know what they're doing. When they piss in that corner, it's a deliberate, I'm pissing in this corner.
Because yeah. I want you to have human dookie is in L.A., there's human doo-doo.
A lot.
A lot of human doo-doo, syringes.
I've seen somebody doo-doo.
I've seen some people doo-doo too. And that's just not a pleasant sight. That to see a grown man being like, hey, I'm doo-dooing here. And you supposed to cross the street to go get you want a little bite of scone and a coffee? Well, you're gonna have to walk around this doo-doo. I remember I was in New Orleans one time. Actually, the last time I was in New Orleans for Essence, and somebody was drunk, and it was probably, it's kind of early to be this drunk. This is our 10:30, 11 p.m. Me and Alyssa was walking back to our hotel. Angel Joshua, when this person was a woman, and she peed. And when I tell you, I said, you been had to pee now. Because
he just kept going.
I said, the amount of pee and the strength and velocity of the force, I said, you know when you start to drink it, you got to pee somewhere else. I mean, you got to pee more often. You peeing,
fire hydrant.
Yes, everywhere. You look like you could have flown. Your pee could have just taken you up, like
yeah.
And the backsplash is getting on your feet.
Oh, pee was all over the ground, all over her feet,
legs.
Her friends were laughing. I said, "Oh, that's just too much piss now." That's yes, like a pressure washer. It was just an amount of piss that I had never seen the likes of. I said, you got open butt available. You pissing in French Quarter.
This is what's crazy. Nope, it went out of my head. God dang it. I know what it was.
Get off me.
I know what it is. If it wasn't for the Lakers playing downtown and for maybe Santee Alley, because sometimes you want stuff for really cheap, I don't know what other reason you would go downtown for. if it wasn't for the Lakers playing down in the Kings, the LA Kings hockey team, I don't know why anybody.
I'm trying to think of why. The reason I go downtown is when I'm going to the Lakers or Sparks game. I haven't seen a
Kings game. Sparks, sorry, I left out the Sparks. That was
bad. You left out the women because you don't respect them.
No, and I've gone to their game. I've gone to the Sparks game long before I went to a Lakers game.
Yeah, you're right, because Inglewood, the Clippers are in Inglewood now. And NAACP be downtown sometimes. BT Live, the BT Live
experience
be downtown. But for the most part, there ain't enough of those. So I avoid it like the plague. When people have podcast shows and they're downtown, I'd be like, oh my God.
So me and Tony virtual. That's what I would say.
We agreed to do Melissa Ford's podcast. We're like, yeah, man, whenever you're in town, we'll do it. When she sent the address and it was downtown, I was like, oh, I actually have to go downtown.
I'm surprised Tony went.
Yeah, he said he only went because he already agreed before she said it was downtown. I have to leave and go downtown for a fitting after this. And I'm just dreading it. Yes.
Oh,
there's a suit guy that I like to work with. And he's got a super dope creative space. And the main reason I don't be wanting to work with him is I'd be like, bro, I don't want to go downtown. And, you know, I just got to go down there for the fitting. And I'd be like, never mind. I'll go down JCPenney's right by my house where I got to go downtown.
And y'all know I love the arts. So I was down at that Dorothy Chandler Pavilion time and time again. I was like, y'all don't like the arts up in like regular LA? We got to do this. Dorothy
Chandler Pavilion.
That's where when Alvin Ailey Dance Company comes, they perform there. It's where Disney's Music Hall.
Oh, I know where that is. I know where that is. Yeah, I know where that is.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
we got to go. God bless you. God keep you. We're shooting the bonus episode right now. Patreon, everybody else. We will see you. No
summer hours.
These
people again.
Unless you want to sneak one more.
No, it's summer hours, baby.
Because the 30th is a Tuesday.
Yeah, but that's we in the summer hours because we ain't got no ads in July.
But no, saying June. Oh no, he's saying that we have one more June day.
But the ad is for.
It's June. The ad is for June 29th.
Oh, okay, so there's one more episode before summer hours.
I can check if there's anything sold.
All right, check it, Joshy. If you don't know, summer hours are upon us. They are here. If you're not on Patreon, you will get nothing.
So it's available to be sold, but there's none yet. So it's up in the air.
So that I think they're not going to sell it.
Usually they have at least one in there.
Yeah. All right. Everybody else, we'll see you in August.
In August.
Patreon, we'll see you next week. I ain't trying to get rid of you. You on Patreon. You in. You watching this right now. You in.
That's my boo. Hey, Shay. That's where my mom is.
All right, guys. Bye. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kevin stays, and that chick Angel.